This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? Happy weekend. It is Labor Day weekend. Whether you are relaxing, traveling, taking the whole weekend off, or maybe you are still having to work. If so, I feel really bad for you. Whatever it is, I'm so happy you're joining me. Now, this is a new Best Bits this weekend. So the Best Bits with a person is Amy this weekend. And not only did we have some fun conversations and answer listener questions in the new part three, but we also talked about the last time we had a very us weekend and we shared Nashville recommendations. So there's a lot on there for you guys to check out part one. Best Bits, Just the Bits, which is what you are on right now, is a special edition this weekend since it is a holiday weekend. I'm sharing the best drafts from the last year. Instead of breaking down the segments from the show this week, since we were gone, we're going to break down the best drafts that y'all loved the most, which you guys already love the draft, so this shouldn't be too hard. But we're going to break down the top seven of all those drafts, so here we go. Woohoo! We drafted the sexiest celebrities over 65, which is harder than you think. I mean, even for me, I chose a celebrity that wasn't even 65, and I definitely thought they were. And we missed some that y'all were like screaming through your radios, like, why didn't you choose them? So this was a particularly hard draft, and it just happened, which is why it's coming in at that number seven spot. But there's so many sexy celebs. I mean, let's be honest, half of them didn't even make this list. But the teams we did draft, they're here.
Number seven.
We're going to draft hottest celebrities over the age of 65. So Ray was last place in the circular foods draft because he had poop as one of his picks.
Dang it.
So he's out. So, Mike D, roll the dice to see who goes first. Morgan goes first. Woo-hoo. Morgan,
oh,
hottest celebrities over age 65.
Oh, this is so easy. This number one pick is so easy. It's Dolly Parton.
Oh, I thought it was so easy the other way. Yeah, okay, that's good, though. Absolutely. I agree. That's a great pick. I'm going to go Kevin Costner.
Oh, I had him.
Wow.
How old is he?
68.
Think about him.
Okay.
Is that not who you had? It was so easy for you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, George Strait.
Hey, Bones, easy.
What are you doing?
Easy.
That's who she's going to pick. I know her.
You don't know.
Trust me. I know her.
How old is he?
He's 62.
100.
Is he 62? No, he's.
You can pick whoever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. George Strait.
Dang it.
He's 71, yeah. I knew you were going to pick George Strait.
Man.
Okay. We knew on Friday when she mentioned it that was going to be her first pick.
But I'm all out.
That's it? You only had three?
I don't got anything.
Lunchbox, hottest celebrities over 65.
Yeah, I'm looking, man.
You're still looking stuff up?
Go.
Yeah, you guys took my guy.
Well, you need three.
I know. I asked my wife this weekend, and she said Liam Neeson, the guy from
so
Taken.
You said Liam Neeson. You just don't want to say you
yeah.
said
my
it.
Wife,
yeah,
huh?
I got you. All right. Eddie, a hottest celebrity over 65?
Okay. I got it. She's sexy. Reba.
That's good.
Reba.
That's a good one.
I didn't know how she
She's
is.
Still sexy.
That's a good one. It's getting creepy now, borderline creepy, but that's a good one.
I just like saying sex.
Yeah. Okay, so we went all the way around first round. Now we go backward on the second round. Eddie, you had Reba as your first pick. Who's your second?
I'm going to go Han Solo, Harrison Ford. They think he's sexy, right?
I think so. I think at one point. Yeah, I guess it's also in people's memory what age they're remembering them
at. Yeah,
for sure.
Let's go over to Lunchbox.
But George is still.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah. Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm looking, man.
That's the only 70-something-year-old I'd, like, go out on a date with.
What? Excuse me?
Amy's shooting her shot right now with George Strait.
He's taken.
He's married.
Hey.
I know. That's hey, not what? True.
Yeah, man, there ain't no one out here.
What are you talking about?
Lunchbox is celebrity over 65 that's hot. You gonna go with Poop?
No, I mean.
With Ray's answer when he didn't have one?
No. I mean, I don't even know if people know who this girl is, though.
What website are
just
you on?
Just say it.
Dude, you can't just go pick, like, grandmas that are, like, naked.
No, Jane Seymour.
Oh, yeah, she's Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Yeah,
I think.
She's a hottie.
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful.
I'd give her my attention.
Okay. Amy?
Speaking of Janes, Jane Fonda.
Oh, I have her.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
She's 85, by the
way. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's over to me. I'm going Denzel Washington.
Nice.
68.
Good looking dude.
Yes, sir, he is. You better dang believe that one. Morgan?
I'm going George Clooney.
Oh, he's 65?
Uh-uh, he's not.
If he's not, you go down as Poop.
Oh, no.
Let's. Poop!
Poop! Poop! Poop!
Dang it!
Poop! 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 Poop!
All right.
Dang.
Morgan has Poop put down as her second one.
Okay.
Oh.
That sucks.
Freaking A.
Should have done your research.
I did.
Okay. Well, so we have one more round. Okay. Morgan has Dolly Parton, and she also has Poop. So,
so rude.
Morgan.
That's how you use that first pick.
So rude.
Who's your third
pick? So dumb.
Go ahead.
Sylvester Stallone.
Okay. I don't know how old he is, but I'm just trusting he's older. He's what? 77?
Wow, 77. He's old.
Oh, man, that's good.
Okay, so it's over to me now. Hot celebrities over 65. I'm going to go with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah. She's still good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer. I kind of wanted to pick three dudes.
That's fine. She's beautiful.
Yeah, I was like Pierce. Oh, sorry.
No, sorry. Go ahead. Don't
I got a little passionate about it. Sorry.
Pierce Brosnan. That's interesting, Bones.
Amy, you're up.
Okay. Should I go with the 66-year-old or the 93-year-old?
Oh, for sure, 93.
The 93. You're going to go for it. Grand slam it.
Should you go with the 1,000-year-old, Methuselah?
Clint Eastwood.
Aim.
Is that not good?
Is that the one you said you would date?
No.
Yeah. Should I? No, just Tinder.
Wait, can I switch it?
Nope. You can switch it to Poop.
No.
Clint Eastwood, good deal. I might as well go Bob Barker at that point.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he is. He's 99.
I mean, Clint Eastwood was a great-looking dude, but...
Yeah.
Let her change it to Bob Barker.
No, I don't get to change it.
You still think.
You can go to Bob Barker if you want to change it.
Dang it. I should have picked the 66-year-old. I knew it.
Okay, Lunchbox.
Ah, guys. I mean, I got Liam Neeson, Jane Seymour, and I mean, there's a couple more on my list that, like my wife says, a couple dudes, but I'm not going to go them, guys. We watch her every single night on TV. Yeah. She struts across that stage and flips those letters.
Oh,
give
no.
Give me Vanna White.
Oh, no.
Is she 65?
She's 66, to be exact.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Man.
I guess I don't know what she looks like older.
Oh, she looks good. You see, you know how she was smoking hot younger? She's smoking hot older.
Nice. Nice. All right, Eddie. Final pick.
This is so... Bro, I got nothing left. I have Oprah and Lunchbox's mom left.
Oh, Lunchbox's mom.
But she's not a celebrity.
Dude, that's the best one. You probably win if you pick Lunchbox's mom.
She's a celebrity.
We always know that you have a thing for Lunchbox's mom, but.
She's pretty sexy.
She looks just like Lunchbox.
Ah, she's her own woman.
That's true.
Are you serious?
That's true.
Eddie, so mad.
Eddie, who's your pick?
He's so mad.
You have Reba and Harrison.
Are you serious?
Eddie, you know what, Bones? Okay. I'm just going to go with the one I think is the best pick.
Go ahead.
Put me down for Lunchbox's mom.
My mom's only 64.
No way.
She's not.
You get poop.
No, she's
you
not.
Get poop.
Prove it.
Are you telling the truth?
Yeah.
Prove it.
If you're lying, you get poop.
All right, I'm not telling the truth.
Okay.
Oh, I believed him.
Okay.
I can't believe
you took my mom.
What, did you want to take her?
No, oh. I don't think my mom's hot.
Okay, you shouldn't. It's your mom.
That is so weird.
Hey.
So you're jealous of Lunchbox because he kisses his mom on the lips?
All the time. Every time he says it.
Yeah.
Eddie, how old's your mom?
I don't know. But we're done picking, right?
We're
done
picking. Eddie's
okay,
mom,
she's 70-something. I don't know. Yeah.
Dang it.
So, here are
that
the teams.
That is so rude.
Here are the teams. And don't pick based on just the first pick. Look at the whole body of work.
Right.
Dolly Parton, Poop, and Sylvester Stallone is Morgan's.
So dumb.
I have Kevin Costner, Denzel Washington, and Michelle Pfeiffer. Amy has George Strait, Jane Fonda, and Clint Eastwood. Lunchbox has Liam Neeson, Jane Seymour, and Vanna White. Eddie has Reba, Harrison Ford, and Lunchbox's mom.
Hey, you know what's funny?
No, nothing.
You know what's funny?
Nothing.
Nothing's funny.
No.
Nothing's funny. That's just funny. That's funny.
Yeah. On the Sword Losers Facebook page, my dad is under my mom's account, and she'll comment, and Eddie will be like, hey, how you doing? But he doesn't realize he's doing that to my dad.
Hey,
I got catfish.
In his mind, he's still doing it to your mom.
I got catfish.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
So many snacks, so little time. Maybe you remember some of these snacks from your childhood because they were super nostalgic and you loved eating them, but maybe you don't eat them anymore. Well, we're bringing back the nostalgia and we did a draft of the best snacks from our childhood.
Number six.
We're going to draft the best snacks from our childhood. So five of us are here. We'll make our team. And if you finish last in the voting, you will have to post a picture of you sucking your thumb on your Instagram with no context. That's the punishment.
Oh, it's
wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, for at least 24 hours.
And then you can delete it?
Then you can delete it.
Okay.
So that'll be the punishment if you finish last. Now, Ray, we rolled the dice. You get to go first. What will you draft as your first best snack from childhood?
I still eat them to this day. They're so good. Lunchables.
Dang, that was going to be mine. That's a great one.
He still eats Lunchables?
You do still eat Lunchables?
Yep. At all the grocery stores in the area, they got them.
All right, I'm going to go with, as the second overall pick, snacks from childhood. I'm going to go with Hot Pockets.
Dang it.
Yeah, that's good.
Real good.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox.
Yeah, it's easy. Stick them in the toaster, and they pop up, and you go, there's my Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart's solid.
Pop-Tart.
Yeah, it's good. Eddie?
I'm going to go, Bones, with Easy Cheese and Crackers.
Easy Cheese.
Easy Cheese.
Easy Cheese.
Let's go.
I don't know what that is.
The little smiley faces.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yummy.
And our final pick of the first round, Morgan, what is your favorite snack from childhood?
I would put these in my lunch every single day, and it's Gushers.
Gushers are solid.
Dang, man, I'm running out.
I know. I'm like, they're all going bye-bye.
Okay, that's first round. We get three rounds. Now, when we load them up on the internet, we're not going to put our names on what the teams are.
Okay.
People are going to see the teams and vote for them.
That's a good idea.
All right, Morgan, you got the first pick of the second round since you went last in the first round. Go ahead.
I have so many more. Oh my gosh. Okay, I think I'm going to go with Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos is solid.
I am running out.
Eddie.
My pick for the second round, Bones, will be Fruit Roll-Ups.
That's a good one. Dang, that's a good one. Crap. All right, Lunchbox, over to you. Your best snack from childhood, your second round pick.
Oh, yeah, guys. You want one? No, you want two. You know why? Because they're called Twinkies. Woo!
Yeah, Twinkies are solid. Best snacks from childhood. I have the last pick of the round.
What do you have so far?
Only one I have. No, Ray's after me. I have Hot Pockets.
Okay.
I'm thinking about... Because if it's still able to be snacked on now, that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with Pringles.
Mm-hmm. Once you pop, you can't stop?
I'm going to go with... Can't just eat one or whatever it is. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I'm going to go with Pringles. Ray?
Still can be eaten today, but anytime you had any food and mom had to make you something real quick, you went with the bagel bites.
Bagel bites is good to have it too. That's a good one. All right, that's two rounds. One more round to go. Now let's look at Ray's team here. You got Lunchables and bagel bites. Ray, what's your final pick?
The Kool-Aid that came in the little bottles that all the rich kids had. I never really drank them. Squeeze It.
Oh, they did have a name. Squeeze It.
They were called Squeeze-Its?
Yep.
Okay, Ray's led me to something then. I don't think I had it here. What are those little Sunkissed pack? What are those?
Yeah.
You pop the straw in.
High C.
High C, yeah.
Oh, no, that's
not. No, there's another one.
There's another one.
Cooler.
Capri Sun. That's it. Capri Sun. Ray, I'm going with Capri Sun, yes. Which I didn't have on my list, but it is solid, so I'm going with Capri Sun. Go ahead. Lunchbox.
Oh, man. You know, it's easy, guys. When you look at snacks and you're hungry, you go to the little... I'm just trying to stall because I don't have one right now. Okay. You go to the, what is it called? A pantry.
Yeah.
And you look in there and you're like, man, what looks good? Oh, yeah. You see those little guys looking at you like, hey,
the
little
candy
animal.
Cigarettes.
those are terrible.
Those are awesome. Those were so cool. But you get the animal crackers.
It's good.
They are addicting. They are delicious. They're plain, simple, and home run.
And more of a cookie than a cracker.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they're definitely sweet. A cookie.
Eddie, your last one.
All right, Bones. This is the master of them all. The best pick ever. Peanut butter and jelly crustables.
What
remember
that?
Those bad boys?
I don't like peanut butter, so I don't know. Morgan, final pick.
I don't know how you guys are saying you don't have any. I had so many more.
Well, because you're younger. You just had your childhood.
I have a bunch.
Since I'm the last one, I can say these. But cheese balls, Go-Gurts, Cosmic Brownies, Flavor Ice.
Cosmic Brownies are more of an adult thing, you know?
What? Yeah, I'm surprised there's not more Little Debbie mentions in here.
You got the Twinkies.
I got Twinkies.
Go ahead.
You know what? I'm going to go with this one because when you get it out of the freezer on a hot summer day, it was the best day ever. A Flavor Ice. What?
Ice pops?
Yep. They come straight. They're skinny little things. They come in blue, red, green, purple, all the colors you want.
I just didn't know the name. I just know popsicle.
Yeah. All right, here we have. These are the teams that will not be listed by name. Team one would be Ray's team, but team one, Lunchables, Bagel Bites, and Squeeze-Its.
Solid.
Mine, Hot Pockets, Pringles, and Capri Suns.
Good.
I mean, that's a lunch from...
Yeah, I could still eat that today.
That's church camp, baby. They hook you up with that right there. Lunchbox, Pop-Tarts, Twinkies, and Animal Crackers.
Not my best team.
A lot of sugar.
Yeah, not my best
like,
team.
Like, that's my favorite that I would eat. Yours.
Diabetes waiting to happen.
Oh, man. Eddie's Easy Cheese, Fruit Roll-Ups, and Crustables.
Yeah.
I'm about to Google Crustables.
Oh, they're so good.
Morgan has Gushers, Dunkaroos, and Flavor Ice.
So solid of a team right there.
You can't yell that about your own.
Sure you can.
Eddie, I've never seen these things in my life.
Really? Crustables.
So all right, good. Go vote at BobbyBones.com. We'll pick a loser. Everybody wins except one person.
Uh-oh.
And the loser will have to suck their own thumb on their own Instagram.
And then does the loser also have to sit out?
Yeah.
Why is that? That's what you do.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah, I just had to sit out last time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This is another one that happened this summer. It was a draft of best trios. Now, trios can mean anything. It can mean an artist. It can mean a food. It can mean, I don't know. There's random things that could also be included in trios. So there was a lot of crazy things that got drafted in this, not just music trios, which is maybe what you initially thought. So check it out. I do feel proud of my team in this one.
Number five.
Are you going to draft famous trios? I would encourage our listeners not to just draft on the first pick. Draft the whole team because it's snake draft. But Raymundo had the dice roll. He's first. Ray, famous trios. Who do you take first overall? The greatest famous trio.
Pretty simple. I'm not going to hold you guys up. The Three Stooges.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't make a list because I'm not playing. I don't know how many good ones
there
are.
That was my number one pick.
It was
number one?
Yeah, man.
Ray leads with three. Morgan, do you know who Three Stooges is?
Not really.
That was the problem, I thought. But got it.
Like, aren't they black and white?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
But they're funny.
Amy.
Jonas Brothers.
Ah, dang it.
Dang it.
Solid. Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Did you have Jonas Brothers at all?
Yeah.
As two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's all right. My girl Beyonce's a trio. Give me Destiny's Child.
That's good. Eddie, famous trios. We got comedy, we got music, be whatever, but what do you got there?
I'm going to go with Lady A.
Oh, that's good.
Big trio. Hillary, Dave. What's the other guy's name?
Charles.
Just kidding.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. That's okay.
Charles.
Morgan.
I'm going to go with Harry, Hermione, and Ron from Harry Potter.
Oh. That's a good one.
A Harry Potter trio.
Harry, Hermione, but I always say Hermanine.
So they're known as a trio?
No, we can pick any trio. There are no rules.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
They're known together. They're a collective group.
Well, let me go.
Like the Three Stooges.
You going to regroup?
Yeah. Well, the Three Stooges, their name is the Three Stooges. Mm-hmm. Like Harry
Potter. But Destiny's Child, at one point, there were four of them. So, I mean.
I didn't know. I don't know that.
But you asked in an aggressive way. We know what you were doing there.
Yeah.
Who are the three that you know, the Destiny's Child three?
Kelly, Beyonce, and Alicia.
No.
Dang
it. You just said that.
Wait, hold on. Kelly.
Michelle. What a
Michelle,
word.
That's right.
All right, Morgan.
Yep, I'm going to go. This is
We'll go backward now. Since she was last in the first round, she gets to go first in the second round. Go ahead.
This is totally different than what everybody's doing. I'm doing queso, salsa, and guacamole.
Love it. Like, the condiment. The Mexican restaurant condiment mix.
That's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one. You order the trio off the menu.
You do? Mm-hmm.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, that's when we're really feeling it that night. We're going to get those three up front.
Okay.
Yeah. Eddie?
Bones. I'm going with Alvin and the Chipmunks, baby.
Good. Alvin, Simon, Theodore?
Yeah. Alvin, yeah, that's it.
But Alvin, whatever you want. Do you want written down Alvin and the Chipmunks or Alvin, Simon, Theodore?
I think Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I agree. Lunchbox?
Yeah, man.
He's lost.
Yeah, man. I'm struggling.
The one I would have done for my first round, it hasn't been done yet.
Well, don't say it.
I'm not going to. Don't worry.
Okay.
I wonder what that is, though.
Guys.
It also might have been terrible. I don't get to play because my score was so bad, so.
My trio? Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the BLT, bacon, lettuce, tomato.
BLT is strong.
You got inspired by Morgan.
I did.
Yep.
I was like.
You're going food now.
I like that. Amy.
Hunger Games trilogy.
Mm. See, now Amy's on something, too, with the trilogy.
No, I have that already written down.
No, I know.
Oh.
I just said you're on to something with the trilogy.
I got a question. Huh. If there's more than three, can I do it?
You can do whatever you want. There are no rules here.
What does he mean?
But just know our listeners, if they don't agree with it, they're going to penalize you.
There's more than three. It's not a trio.
The planets in the solar system. Pick any three.
Menage a trois.
Oh, no.
Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going biblical. Give me the three wise men.
Nice.
Good one. Yeah.
Is that the one you were thinking of?
No, but it's a good one.
Three wise men. That's good, Ray.
Dang. Okay, so Ray has one more pick. He'll go first this time. Ray has the Three Stooges, the Three Wise Men, and your final pick is?
I mean, I'm just going to go with sports angle because nobody else is doing it. I'm doing the big three in Miami, so LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh.
Good.
What's that going to go under?
It's whatever he wants. I would say LeBron. Whatever you want. You want to say whatever you want.
The big three. I mean, is the biggest
the
three
Miami
sports.
Heat big three.
That's yeah!
what I would write there. Amy.
Okay.
Because there's no rules.
Okay, fine. Rascal Flatts.
Everybody gets mad at me. You can do. It's good. Rascal Flatts.
Thank you.
You can do whatever you want, but if the listeners, if they don't think it's a good one, they won't pick it. Go ahead. Rascal Flatts?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready for me?
Yeah.
Man, I got something written down that I'm not going to do, but I'm not going to tell you what they are.
Did we do any rule changes on this, on it going out, like timeline-wise? We don't put people's names on it, do we?
Right, you don't put names.
Right, got it.
Yeah. Give me Toy Story Trilogy. Boom.
But if there's more than three, you can't say trilogy.
There's only three.
Okay, perfect.
No, there's four.
There's four.
Oh, no.
Four.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's like, but I don't like the
first
three.
You can say Toy Story movies.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. When I Googled it, they didn't. I guess this list is before there was four. I didn't know there was a four.
You Google something after they made the third
one. So let me go ahead.
You can't repick a movie. You can't repick a thing. So you can do Toy Story movies, but
that's
you can't
fine.
Say trilogy.
That's fine.
Because that just would be inaccurate. Eddie?
Bones, give me Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Yeah! The Rice Krispie dudes.
I had that. I don't think they're popular with the
Rice
kids
Krispie
nowadays.
Dudes.
They're not popular
Rice Krispie dudes.
With the kids nowadays. That.
Morgan.
Ooh, I'm stuck between two, but I feel like this is a strong one. I watched it growing up. It's Charlie's Angels.
Ooh, good
one. That's good. That's been twice, too. It's been old, and then...
Like Drew Barrymore.
2000, early 2000s.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Good job, guys. Well, let me read this to you. Amy, Ray first, three Stooges, three Wise Men, and the Miami Heat Big Three.
Hmm.
Amy has the Jonas Brothers, the Hunger Games trilogy, and Rascal Flatts.
Pretty good, Amy.
For his three, Lunchbox has Destiny's Child, BLT, and the four Toy Story movies.
Four Toy Story movies. He was so proud of that one, too.
Hey, look, I'm looking
Eddie
at
Eddie has Lady A, Alvin and the Chipmunks, and Snap, Crackle, Pop, the Rice Krispie Dudes.
Yes.
And Morgan has Harry, Hermione, and Ron, Queso, Salad, Guacamole, and Charlie's Angels.
When did Toy Story, when did the next one come out then?
Like 3 years ago.
Because this was posted on
Are you arguing it?
June 4th, 2022.
Toy Story 4.
I would have picked Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Oh!
That's the Holy Trinity?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this guy's an idiot. I'm going to have to write this guy.
You're going to write him? To say-
yeah, Willow Green put this up. And, I mean, Toy Story 4 came out in 2019. This article was published in 2022.
But what was ahead of the article? There are only three.
The 33 greatest movie trilogies.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
You should write them.
You should.
Yeah. And there you go. Thank you very much.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the years and the decades, there's so many different rivalries. I mean, there's things that we've seen come out in pop culture news. There's things we've seen in movies and maybe in our personal lives. You never know. But we did a draft of the famous rivalries, which is a really hard word for me to say. So I'm just going to go into this one before I mispronounce the word. But here we go. These are the most famous ones to us.
Number four.
Famous rivalries. Let's draft them. Morgan, you get the first overall pick because we rolled the dice. You're up. Who do you have?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big superhero fan, so I have to do this. It's the Avengers versus Thanos.
That's good.
It's a big rivalry.
Yeah, and it's on brand, and it's a lot of people know it. Ah, good one. Oh. I didn't have that, but good one. Raymundo.
Yeah, we're big in Boston, so I got to go Yankees and Red Sox.
Good wow, one. That's a good one.
That's a good one, too. I'm going to go Morgan Wallen versus his neighbor.
Oh, wow.
That dude?
Many. Yeah.
The video guy, right?
Yeah, who shot the video. So that's going to be my rival, my famous rivals. Amy?
I have Lunchbox versus Abby.
Oh, good one.
Ooh, Amy.
That's a good one. Man, you guys are killing it. There are a lot of good ones here. Good job. Lunchbox?
Well, Amy just, yeah.
You were going to do you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tupac versus Biggie.
That's a good one, too.
Dang.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay. We're going to go back order now. Lunchbox will go first. Lunchbox, what do you have in your famous rivalries?
Taylor versus Kanye.
Yeah. That's a tough one. That's a weird situation.
That was a weird one.
When it happened, you were like, dang, that's weird. But now you're just farther and farther away from me. Like, that was bizarre. And then everything else he's done, too. Two strong ones. Lunchbox with Tupac and Biggie and Taylor and Kanye. Now, Amy, you've picked Lunchbox versus Abby is yours.
Rude.
Mm-hmm.
What is your second one?
Kanye Taylor off the table now, so let me go Maren Morris versus Brittany Aldean.
It's a good one.
Oh, that's a real good one.
I had
one.
That on here, too. I was going to go the full Aldean family, but good for you. That's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. I need to be a little bit traditional on this one, so I'm going to go Michigan-Ohio State. College football.
That's big.
But just Michigan-Ohio State. I need one that's not just ridiculous. Bray?
My boys, sucks they broke up, but they're a heck of a rivalry now. Flaja.
Florida Georgia.
Oh!
The guys from Florida Georgia Line. That's a good one. Yep. BK versus Tyler.
Still go to the bar.
FGL. Dang, that's a good one. I wish I'd have thought of that one.
Does the bar split up like their pictures, like one side, one?
They draw a line in the middle like the Brady Bunch when they're in a bedroom. Your side of the room. Wow, that's a good one. Okay, Morgan, your final of round two.
Dang, you guys have all really good ones, but these are two big companies, and everybody always fights over them. It's Apple versus Microsoft.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You just gave me an idea.
These are all solid or funny. This is going to be tough for the listeners to vote. So, Morgan, we'll go one more time up front. She has, as the two picks, the Avengers versus Thanos and Apple versus Microsoft. And this is famous rivalries or rivals. Go ahead, Morgan, final one.
Another big one for me that I love watching, staying in the movie realm, I'm doing Harry Potter versus Voldemort.
Solid. I wouldn't have picked that because I guess I've seen the first one.
You guys, I don't really understand. I had to watch it.
But super popular.
I was forced.
Ray, you're up, buddy.
Yeah, this one is going to either make or break me. I'm just going angel and devil.
I mean, that's
solid.
The ultimate.
Then it'll make me.
That's not bad.
Yeah!
Angel.
All right, I'm going to go Coke and Pepsi.
Good one.
Generic, but I'll go with it. Amy?
Taylor Swift versus Ticketmaster.
Okay.
Two Taylors in there. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I had one too that I didn't use the Taylor one.
What is it?
Well, Lunchbox, you're up.
He was talking about Taylor versus John Mayer.
I wasn't, actually.
Oh. He was talking about Taylor versus...
Just go. Just go.
Man, I gotta... I don't know who to go here. I don't even know if Batman versus Superman is a rivalry. They had that movie, but I don't know if they're really rivals, so I'm not gonna go that. I'm gonna go... Auburn versus Alabama.
Solid. Morgan, you're done.
That was it. I was last.
Everybody's
pick.
Done. Okay. Okay, here are your teams. The Avengers and Thanos, Apple and Microsoft, and Harry Potter and Voldemort. That's Morgan.
I feel strong.
Raymundo has Yankees and Red Sox. BK versus Tyler of FGL. That one's funny.
I love that one.
And Angel versus Devil.
Yeah!
Solid. I have Morgan Wallen versus his neighbor who made the video. Will you put that neighbor who made the video so people know? Michigan versus Ohio State. And Coke and Pepsi. Amy has Lunchbox versus Abby. Maren Morris versus Brittany Aldean. And Taylor Swift versus Ticketmaster. And Lunchbox has Tupac and Biggie. Taylor and Kanye. And Auburn versus Alabama. That's a good one. That's be tough. I thought maybe Taylor versus every ex-boyfriend or screwed her over. That was going to be mine. Or Pete Davidson versus Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been one. Or Taylor versus Kim Kardashian.
I had Texas versus Texas A&M also.
Oh, good. I had, like, McDonald's and Burger King, Nike and Reebok. I had me and the FCC.
I got a question. Were Leno and Letterman rivals? Or were they just on this? See, I had that, but then I was like, well, people know that they were rivals.
No, no, no. That's part of it.
So I didn't. Did you see Leno got his show canceled?
Which show?
The Cars one?
The car garage, because now he fell off his motor. He got clotheslined on his motorcycle, breaking a collarbone or something.
So it didn't get canceled. He had to stop
making
it.
But they canceled the show.
That's after he caught on fire?
That's after he caught on fire.
Well, it's been a bad time for Leno.
Wow.
Yeah. Go to BobbyBones.com. Vote on the favorite team. Don't just vote on the top one. Vote on your full favorite team of rivals. That's a pretty good one. I feel like we could have done three more rounds of that stuff. Good job, everybody.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Now, one that you may have recalled just happened, because this was a draft idea I pitched after I was sitting there eating my little bagel breakfast sammy. I was like, dang, there's a whole lot of circular foods out in the world. So we did a draft of the best circular foods. And I'm just going to say there were so many in this one that went undrafted, because we could only have, I think, of all of us choosing, there's like 9 or 12 that actually get chosen. And trust me, there's more circular food out there than you think.
Number three.
All right, we're going to draft circular foods. Amy's out. I'm in. By the way, new rule. We're not playing seasons anymore. Whoever wins gets the belt. You get to keep the belt till the next game.
Okay.
Oh, that's legit.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Circular foods. Lunchbox won the roll, so you get to draft your first circular food. And what's the number one pick?
Well, since we're going to go in a circle, we're going to do circular foods. I'm going to take pizza.
That's a good one. That's the 1A.
I was hoping he wouldn't do that.
That's the 1A.
Yeah.
Eddie.
My second pick is cheeseburger.
Okay. Fine. Morgan?
Fine.
The best circular food, it's donuts.
Ray?
Yeah, Lunch, you got the pizza part right, but you should have gone Mexican pizza.
Yeah!
You can say whatever you want.
I'm fine
with the answer, but explain that to me.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Mexican pizza from Taco Bell? So good.
No, no, I know, but it's circle?
Yeah, it's a circle.
Got it.
It's like fried tortillas.
Got it. Okay, Ray, with Mexican pizza. Okay. Man, you guys took all the dang good ones.
I know.
Yeah, Mexican pizza was what you were going with, right?
Well, that was going to be 1A for me.
That was not on my list.
Wasn't on my radar.
Circular food. I'm going to go with... There's no way I can win this one.
Wait, no, cookies. You can't. Yes.
Chocolate cookies.
Yeah, that's good.
Chocolate chip cookies. I'm not even going to just say cookies, because I want the specific chocolate chip cookies as my thing.
Okay.
You're out.
I know, but I'm telling you, cookies would have been my number one, so you're good.
When I was out and I said stuff, you yelled at me.
And you're out because you weren't good last time.
Yeah, so I don't know if we should be taking advice from you.
Okay,
give me some advice.
So now we go backward.
Uh-huh.
So I go first again this time. So circular foods, I'm going to go. I have chocolate chip cookies, and I'm going to go with onion rings. There's just not anything I'm super passionate about here.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I'm going to go with onion rings. Ray?
Yeah, I guess my demographic is women, so I'm going to do brie cheese.
Oh, that's good.
Brie.
Yeah! I didn't think about that.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Cheese.
Well, I know it's cheese, but I mean...
You want it written as brie cheese?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Amy, stop.
Like, Amy says yes, like she has a say on how it's written.
You're in the penalty box.
You can't do anything in there.
Like,
I was saying he should probably put cheese.
Okay, but you...
Morgan,
you're up.
Another great breakfast food. I've been loving them lately. Bagels.
Bagels are good. Eddie?
I'm going to go, Bones, with my demographic. Tortillas. Give me a tortilla!
Okay, that's good. Lunchbox.
Well, if you guys don't want it, I'll take it. I mean, I wake up in the morning and I go and I'm like, ooh, do I want blueberry? Do I want chocolate chip? Do I want strawberry?
Mm.
Pancakes! Mm. Those are in a circle.
Every morning?
It's a good one.
You do that every morning?
How do you get those in the morning? I want to get some.
I think about it, but then I can't cook them because I have to be at work.
Got it.
Yeah, we got pancakes.
That pizza one is just a big
one. I know, but that's only one. It's only one.
I know.
Well, then I nailed it with pancakes and pizza.
You can't win with just one player.
Sometimes you can with our listeners because they just see one. That first pick's strong. He got it. And he got a fair and square.
Sure.
Okay. So, Lunchbox, you have pancake and pizza. What is your final pick? We'll start with you here.
Man, this is a tough one now. There's a lot of circular foods left. Amy, what would you pick?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
No, you're not. That's why it was a joke. You're testing you.
Oh, because I have a good one. Ooh, I'm itching to say it.
Man, give me...
Circular foods.
Circular foods. Give me... Sushi.
Ew, sometimes it's in a rectangle.
I think your first two are strong enough to not really penalize that sushi one, but the sushi one probably not great. But I think your first two were so good.
I don't understand how you guys don't like sushi.
Yeah, but it's not always circular.
It is, though. I'm a sushi roll.
What are you talking about?
A roll.
Sushi. No, sushi comes out not in nagi or whatever.
I don't
even
know what that is. I've only had circular, like you order it and it's circles.
Yeah, I got you.
They're handheld circles and you put them in your mouth.
Dude, this is genius. And I just came up with it. Give me a Reese's Buttercup.
No, he only wants a Reese's Buttercup.
Reese's Buttercup
is what he said.
Ew.
We know what he means. A Reese's Peanut Buttercup.
Thank you.
Yes. Morgan?
Good one.
There's so many good ones left.
There are?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff, dude.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of stuff, but they're not good.
What do you mean?
Like oranges? I have oranges written down. I'm not picking oranges.
That's a sphere.
No, it's a circle.
The ball.
It's a circle.
That's a globe.
It's
a
circle. It's like a circle of sushi. It's not even a perfect circle, but we got it.
Okay.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is not a perfect circle. It has indentions.
Okay.
It's true. So shut up.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I'm going to stay with the breakfast category and go muffin.
Okay.
That's cute.
What?
Ray, what?
I don't know how a muffin is a circle.
Who cares?
Oh, I guess it's a
circle.
It is a circle.
At the bottom.
Yeah.
Say whatever you want.
Okay.
Amy, why are you just...
No, I get
so
it now.
Many
the bottom part.
Today.
Well, I'm saying the part when it overflows.
I wish you were more of a hater when you played. You're just the ultimate hater when you're sitting back.
No, I get it now.
Yeah, okay. Ray?
This one was easy. I think you can go ahead and make me the winner. Donut.
Hold on. You think you're going to win with Mexican pizza and brie cheese?
Hold on. He said donut.
He said donut. I already have it.
Yeah, you do. So you get nothing for third.
I'll win with two.
I don't think so.
You only get two. And so for the third one, you have to put...
Picked one that was already picked.
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. That's good.
For the third one, I'm an idiot. Well, problem is you don't know who it is, so I wouldn't do that. Okay. Because somebody could see that and just vote on it. Man. Yeah, put poop.
Good.
Poop.
Oh.
Man, he might win with that.
Yeah, people might win.
Mexican pizza and brie cheese and poop. I think that's what you put there. And then mine for final circular food. I have chocolate chip cookies. I have onion rings.
There's so much.
I'm probably going to go with cheesecake.
Yeah?
That's good.
And that's all. But, I mean, some other ones I had was pie, obviously.
Yeah, no one.
Eggo waffles.
Yeah.
Like waffles in general. Funyuns. Meatballs. Oranges. Dippin' Dots. A scoop of ice cream. Like, if you scoop it out. I was going to go with biscuit there, like a biscuit.
Oh, biscuit would have been good.
Wow.
Vanilla wafers.
Oh, my gosh, cinnamon roll
would have been good.
Yeah. Do you guys have anything that you were just really leaning on that maybe you didn't pick?
Well, you could pick cheesecake. I was thinking just a cake. Because people love cake.
But sushi?
No. But the problem is some go in squares, some come in, like, they're not all circles.
Sushi's
the exact same thing.
So, no, I don't know what you guys are talking about. When I order sushi, it comes in little discs.
You're ordering
discs.
A sushi roll.
Okay, well, I don't know what the difference is. That's what I order.
Sometimes Amy, what was the one you were sitting on that you thought was so good?
When? Which
the
time?
The whole time.
We didn't yelling.
And you're like, oh my God, they're so stupid.
I thought for sure, Bobby, you'd pick some sort of pie.
I thought about it. I went with cheesecake over pie.
That works, too, because
like
that's
pumpkin pie was probably going to be the pie I picked.
And then when Lunchbox had pancake, I was like, for sure, waffle.
I had waffle, too. Maybe that was a better one.
You could have done chips, huh? Like Tostito chips?
You can literally do whatever you want.
Eggs was another one.
Eggs.
You can pick turkey.
So do M&M's
You can pick a
work?
Turkey if you want.
Because M&M's
like,
are round.
In circle.
Skittles?
Yes, all that. Okay, so these are going up. Please vote on all three together. Don't vote on just the number one pick. But vote, and then whomever gets the most votes gets to put the belt in front of them. Okay?
Yeah.
And the worst is kicked out next round. Circular foods. Go to BobbyBones.com. We'll leave it up for like 6 hours. Thank you.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I love this one because it felt very personal. This was the draft of the hardest words to spell. Now, I'm on like the opposite side. Normally, I can spell things pretty well, as long as I don't type too fast, but I can't speak them very well, so hardest words to say would have been more accurate for me and some of us on the show. But this one was the hardest words to spell, which honestly, so many good ones.
Number two.
It's time for a draft. We're drafting words that are hard to spell. Amy, first overall pick in the draft. What word are you drafting as the word that is hard to spell?
I feel like everyone will feel me on this one. Restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That'd have been my first pick, too.
That was my one.
Mm-hmm. So what we'll do is we'll all pick these little teams of three, and then you vote at BobbyBones.com. It's very easy. Now, don't just pick the one best word. It's the whole team.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, words that are hard to spell. You have the second pick. What do you have?
Yeah. Vacuum.
It's a pretty good one. The W gets me. Sometimes yeah. I think it's C-U-M-E. Vacuum. But it's V-A-C-U-U-M.
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Couldn't tell you.
I didn't know if it had two C's and two U's. Don't know.
Eddie.
Look, guys, the hard part about this game was I wrote everything down, but I didn't know how to spell any of them.
So nice.
This is the hardest one. Phenomenon.
Ooh, let me try it. Let me try it.
You can't do it.
It is a hard one. Phenomenon. P-H-E. Phenom. N-O-M. Phenomen. I-N-O-M.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, good. There we go. Good.
Whoever uses that word, I don't try to spell that. Phenomenon? I never
tried. Phenomenon? I don't really use that.
That's what I'm saying.
I definitely don't write it. Or if I do, it's only on my computer so they can tell me.
Yeah,
and then I try to hit it and make it correct just to give me the... Morgan, what do you got?
I don't eat this, but I can never spell it when writing, and everybody always has an argument. There are two different ways to spell it,
It's
bologna.
That's a good one. Oh, bologna.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Bologna's a good one.
It's not B-O-L-O-N-E-Y.
But my baloney has a first name. It's Oh, no, that's
Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer, yeah. O-S-C-A-R. That's why I've been spelling it wrong forever. A stupid song. Okay, it's to me. I have the final pick. I'm going to pick charcuterie.
Oh, wow.
As in a charcuterie board.
That's impossible.
And some, I don't even know how to say it, really. We go to the restaurant. I think I'm saying it right now because I've been practicing it. Is that how you say it? Charcuterie?
Yeah, charcuterie.
Charcuterie boards. Cheeses, basically.
Do yeah,
meat. Can you get meat on a charcuterie?
Meat and cheese, yeah. Oh. It's a or nuts. It's just like a spread.
Charcuterie is my first overall pick. I probably say that more than I say phenomenon, if I'm being honest.
That's true.
All right, so now we'll go backwards, and I have the first pick here. Words that are hard to spell. I think I'm going to go with definitely.
Oh, that's so hard to spell.
Because is it definitely... Or is there no E on the end of definite? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to go with definitely as my second word. Morgan, words that are hard to spell.
I always get this one wrong because it has the silent in the beginning. It's pneumonia.
Oh, pneumonia. Mm-hmm. Pneumonia.
That'll get you.
Yeah. Eddie?
Guys, karaoke. Good luck.
Karaoke.
Yeah,
yeah, that was tough.
That's a good one. Lunchbox?
Yeah. Embarrass.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Spell it.
E-M-B-A-R-R-E-S-S-E-D.
No, wrong.
No, I don't think that's right.
There's two R's and there's two S's. You got
how do you know? How do you know?
Because I have it right here in front of me. Because I spell it wrong every time.
Amy?
Yeah, license.
L-I-C-E-N-S-E?
I don't know.
That's it.
Is that it?
What is it?
I went that hard.
Like driver's license?
I spell it wrong every single time.
Amy's like, cat? Wait, what?
Dog?
License is not that easy.
Exactly.
Say it again.
I'm with you. L-I-C-E-N-S-E. I'm not a great speller.
Is that it?
That may not be right. I don't know.
I don't know either.
It is right? Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Two rounds in.
I guess I'm the only one that struggles with that one.
We're drafting words that are hard to spell. Amy has restaurant, A+, and license. All right.
License is hard.
Amy, what do you have?
I mean, I feel like some might not have been taken, so I don't know. Xylophone.
Well, yeah. Well, that's impossible.
XYLA phone, right?
Is it?
Is it that simple?
I don't know. Mike, is it X,
Y, L, A? I bet some people think it's a Z.
X. Oh, I misspelled it. It's L-O. It's xylophone.
Yeah. Thank you. What?
What? What's the problem?
I just love words that you're just taking words that you don't even use. Like, of course
it's I did last night. We played xylophone in my house.
Oh, you did? My bad.
Yeah, man.
Lunchbox, every Friday go night. Ahead.
My bad. Man, I got a couple.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Man, there's a couple that I struggle with. I don't know. That may gross people out. I'm not going
to
do
Lunchbox
that.
Lunchbox, like, took this to heart, and he's picking words he only uses daily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, hey, everybody's got their own strategy. Go ahead.
What would gross people out?
I'm going to go with entrepreneur.
Yeah, I was going to use that one.
That's, good.
That's a good one.
Gosh, so good.
That's a good one. Dang.
Dang.
Eddie.
It's not a hard word, but it's hard for me, and I bet people agree with me on this one. Beautiful.
I had that.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's a good one. Morgan?
I think I'm going to go with kernel, because it's actually spelled like colonel, but it's kernel, like a popcorn kernel.
No, that's different. Those are two different things.
They are, but it's pronounced kernel.
No. There's two ways to spell kernel. One with a K, K-E-R-N-E-L.
A popcorn kernel. But when you say like a commander of an army.
Kernel, but spelled
you're
colonial.
Still, yeah, yes, yes. But it's spelled colonial, basically.
Oh boy.
I'm not wrong.
Right, but
She's not wrong.
I think the way she said it made it sound
the first
like,
time the way she said it, she didn't mean she said it
like she
in
was
a way saying, she didn't mean it.
Thank you. That's what made me.
Yes.
Okay, well, kernel.
Kernel.
That was a struggle.
Okay, finally. These are all words hard to say, too, apparently. Not just hard to or hard to describe. I'm going to go with narcissistic.
Oh, impossible.
N-A-R-C. Narsa. No? What's after the C?
I.
Narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
But also, you give license, but you give beautiful a good one.
Just because it's a common one. B-E-A.
Everyone always questions themselves when they do beautiful.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Amy's team is restaurant, license, and xylophone. Lunchbox is vacuum, embarrass, and entrepreneur. Eddie is phenomenon, karaoke, and beautiful. Morgan is baloney, pneumonia, and kernel.
Not sure which one.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Everybody loves a good dipping sauce. I don't know about you guys, but when I get French fries, I got like 12 dipping sauces in front of me. We got ranch, ketchup, honey mustard, maybe a little garlic aioli. I mean, if it's good, it's in front of me as a dipping sauce. I'm a big fan of dipping sauces for just about anything. And French fries, it's typically my one option because, you know, I don't eat chicken tendies because I'm a vegetarian. But maybe you're on the polar outside of the spectrum and you don't like dipping sauces at all. If you are, I don't know that we could be friends. I still like you, but I don't know that we could be friends. Dipping sauces are my jam. So coming in at the number one spot, we did a draft of course, the best dipping sauces.
Number one.
There's a whole article where chefs are ranking their favorite sauces of all time. You can go as specific as you want. You can go as generic as you want. If somebody goes generic, you can still go specific. I'm not even going to read any of them because we're going to do a sauce draft.
Yeah.
So we'll each draft our sauces. Each of us get three teams. We're going to roll the dice for random order. It's me, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Morgan. Mike, roll the dice. Tell us who goes first. So four, Eddie goes first.
Come on!
Eddie, you get the first overall pick in the sauce draft. Best dipping sauces. What are you going first, Eddie?
That's a lot of pressure to go first.
First round pick. Let's go.
But I got it. It's ranch. That's the most powerful sauces of them all.
Eddie goes ranch, solid first round pick. Morgan?
Oh no, mine beats yours. It is Papa John's garlic sauce.
Papa John's garlic sauce, very specific. Weird. Like it. Okay. It's me. Mmm.
Are you tasting them?
Imagine them in my mouth right now. Yeah. I just gotta go. I gotta be true to who I am. Because sometimes when you're not true to who you are and you don't win, you're like, dang, I wish I just would have been true to who I am. Now I'm gonna go mustard.
Oh.
Just because mustard itself is just awesome, and it is what it is. I love mustard. Power to the people. I just say random things to make people like me. Amy, what do you have?
Well, thank you for staying true to yourself so that I can stay true to myself with ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good one. Lunchbox, you have the final pick of this first round. Ranch is taken. Papa John's garlic sauce is taken. Mustard. Ketchup. And you pick?
Barbecue sauce.
Solid.
Barbecue sauce.
What I dip my fries in. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people in America do that.
All right.
Barbecue sauce.
We're going to... We got you.
Yeah, thank it. You, man.
Should you say it slower, you think, and louder?
Barbecue sauce.
Or barbecue.
Barbecue. All right, Lunchbox, second round. Now, since you went last the first round, you go first the second round.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A sauce.
God dang it. That's what I wanted.
Same. Mm-hmm.
And it gets a roar from the crowd.
That was my sleeper.
All right. I go honey mustard.
Ooh.
It's good. I'm going to go Whataburger spicy ketchup.
There you go.
What was your first mustard? Mm-hmm. That's solid.
Tough is the regionality of that one.
I know, but
it's national now.
As long as you nail your niche, a niche is stronger than being generic. But you got to nail the niche. Morgan.
I'm going niche, Taco Bell's hot sauce.
Oh, you got niche.
Eddie.
Hey, you can't get mozzarella sticks or calamari without marinara sauce. Come on!
I guess marinara. I get marinara confused with the other red one.
What? Ketchup?
Salsa?
No.
What are you talking about?
That's the one you put shrimp in.
Oh, cocktail sauce. That's not
what's
gonna
the difference?
Be.
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference. Different. One tastes like pizza. One tastes like shrimp.
Marinara is pizza.
Yeah, also, what's the other one?
One's hot, one's
is
cold.
It called is cocktail? It called? I don't know what it's called.
What are y'all talking about?
Is it called cocktail sauce, though?
Yeah, yes. that's the shrimp
one. That's the official
one.
Name of it?
Yes. Yeah.
Cocktail sauce? That makes no sense. Why is it called cocktail sauce? You don't eat it with cocktails.
Correct.
So why is it called cocktail sauce?
I don't know, dude.
That's shrimp. Great cocktail. Question. Shrimp cocktail.
Oh, that makes sense. Shrimp cocktail. It's a cocktail in a shrimp cup. Okay. Yes, answer. Barbecue. It's got a barbecue sauce. Go ahead.
No, it's not me. It's Eddie.
I thought you said you had a question.
No, I did have a question about the difference in the cocktail and the whatever, but you told me that.
Answered it.
Yeah, so
Amy
I didn't.
Answered it, yeah. Okay, Eddie, you have two on the board. You'll go first for the third round. You have ranch and marinara sauce. In the draft of sauces, what do you have?
Man. All right, I'm going to have to finish strong with teriyaki sauce. Let's go!
Like how you said it.
What? Teriyaki?
Teriyaki. Morgan?
I consider this like a dipping sauce. I dip everything in it. It's sour cream.
Yeah.
Okay, it's over to me. I got mustard and Whataburger spicy ketchup. Here's the thing. Oh. I wonder, should I be true to myself or kind of true to myself?
Because you do you, man.
I thought you just said a minute ago, you got to stay true to yourself.
Amy, sometimes you got to pivot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because this is, both are true to me, but one's just way more true to me.
Huh.
Well, you haven't even said the one that is so true
to you. I know. That's what I'm thinking, probably going to say, but I just overruled it with another one that's kind of true to me.
If you say cocktail, you're not being true to yourself.
That's true.
That's not it.
I'm going to go with queso.
Is that a dipping sauce?
Yes, it is.
Dip your chips. Absolutely.
You absolutely stole mine.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, queso, I'm true to myself still, but not so true. Because there was one I'm... Go ahead, Amy.
Holly, are we done? You were done?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you got to go.
I mean, you.
After this break, we'll... we're not done.
I just thought you were going to do A1.
I know, that was the one that was super true to me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you, Amy. I'll write that down.
I mean, I'm not saying it's strong. Okay, then if Bobby went queso, I'll go salsa.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Hey, thanks for leaving it on the board for me, guys. You go, you get your carrots, you dip in it. You get your pita chips, you dip in it. Give me hummus. Boom.
You're pumped about hummus?
People love hummus. You are underestimating the power of hummus.
Is that on your peanut tempeh tacos?
Of course
and be
it is.
Sure it's dipping sauces.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just sauces.
Good one.
No, because it is. I said it. If we just say sauces, people are going to argue with us because we picked hummus and queso. Right.
I mean, I never dip anything in teriyaki sauce.
Sure you do.
Name one thing you dip in teriyaki sauce, Bobby.
I mean, they do your hot wings.
Exactly.
That.
Never dipped it in there. It comes covered in it.
That's fine, though. You can,
I'm just saying.
Good.
Buffalo sauce.
That's on my list.
That's good, too.
Oh,
buffalo soy sauce I had on my list.
I had soy sauce, but I don't use that.
So,
yeah, that didn't. I had that, but it didn't feel
good for being true to you. You know? Because that's what it's all about, being true to yourself.
That's why he went hummus.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, that's it.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Well, that wraps it up for our holiday weekend best bits, best drafts from the last year. It was really fun to hang out with you guys on a holiday weekend, and I feel very special that you let me be a part of that. So thank you for joining and hanging out. Again, check out Best Bits Part 1 this weekend. It's totally new content. Not only did I do like the standard typical interview with one of our show members where we talk about life and catch up on a lot of things, but we're also doing this new thing where it's like a part 3, and we just answer listener questions that y'all sent me through my Instagram and the show's Instagram. So while we're here and maybe you want to ask questions to some of the show members, make sure you follow me at WebGirlMorgan and follow the show at Bobby Bone Show, all the things. And that way you can also send in your questions for more weeks to come because I am loving the questions you guys are sending in. We got an update not only on my dating life, but Amy's divorce. We also talked about some crazy hobbies we're trying. Is Amy still into puzzles and birds? Just so many questions that y'all had. That's what we break down on this Best Bits Part 1 and Part 3. I know, I'm getting used to this new change for us. So, y'all, have a great rest of your holiday weekend. We will see you back soon. Love y'all. Bye. Yes, Bobby Bones.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.